With summer approaching, multi-million dollar upgrades have been finished at two parks in downtown Springfield, Massachusetts. Riverfront Park, which was closed for most of last year, forcing the city to move the July 4th fireworks show and concert, has reopened following a $3 million renovation. And a $2 million restoration has been completed at Stern Square, a block-long park in the heart of the city's Metro Center. Mayor Dominic Sarno described Riverfront Park, which stretches for almost 2 miles along the Connecticut River, as a, quote, underused gem.
We're going to be programming this riverfront for many, many activities. Obviously, the 4th of July, Spirit of Springfield, the 4th of July celebration comes back here. But you're going to see very many program activities of concerts, cultural affairs, arts, you name it.
The improvements to Riverfront Park include new landscaping, trees, park benches, lighting, and walking paths. There's a bike path that runs through the park with observation areas along the river. A performance stage was rebuilt and some new amenities added, according to the city's parks director, Patrick Sullivan.
We tried to incorporate the neighborhood into this design of the park. We now have a playscape for the neighborhood kids. That splash pad fountain, it's a splash pad during the day for families, and then at night it lights up to be a fountain. So it's intergenerational, and I think it's going to be great for the neighborhood and for special events.
Also new to Riverfront Park are surveillance cameras that connect directly to the Springfield Police Department's real-time crime analysis center. There is a police kiosk at the entrance to the park that will be staffed when events are scheduled. The park will be patrolled by officers on foot and bicycle, according to Acting Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot.
Zero tolerance policy here. No loitering as far as gangs of kids, no destruction of property, and no drinking or hanging out. We want people to feel welcomed here.
Riverfront Park is also the location for the city's new 9/11 memorial that includes an artifact from the World Trade Center. A dedication ceremony is scheduled on June 19th. Stern Square was built in the late 1880s and designed by architect Stanford White, whose other works include the second Madison Square Garden and the Washington Square Arch in New York City and the Rhode Island State House. Landscape architect Anna Duffy, who was hired by the city to design the restoration of Stern Square, said she consulted old drawings and photos. The walkways through the park were widened, grass and shrubs were planted, a granite bench restored, a fountain featuring a globe and water-squirting turtles was painstakingly recreated.
It was very fun, and I work right downtown at Court Square, so I could walk here all the time.
The city hired an arborist to preserve 8 large oak trees in the park. Through a series of widened pedestrian ways that include Stern Square, people can now move about more easily in Springfield's Metro Center, explains Sarno.
So making it aesthetically and pleasing, it's clean and safe. We have cameras all over the place. We have police kiosks in our neighborhood, downtown neighborhoods here. We have patrols, as you see. So it's just very welcoming, and it's very soothing, too.
Sarno said Stern Square also serves as the public entrance to the city's new dining district. Located just off Stern Square is the city's new innovation center that is home to several startup businesses. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.